You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. What's happening Brexit-wise, Justin?
Yes, in London, big news this morning as Prime Minister Theresa May has called off a vote in the House of Commons over her Brexit deal because, quote, as it stands, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. And earlier, the European Court of Justice has ruled that the UK can make decisions on Brexit without the permission of the other 27 EU states. So what I have done now is summarise what the deal is about, why do MPs vote against it, and what are the potential outcomes are.
We've now had 3 days of debate on the withdrawal agreement, setting out the terms of our departure from the EU and the political declaration setting out our future relationship after we have left. I've listened very carefully to what has been said in this chamber and out of it. To what has been said in this chamber and out of it by members from all sides. From listening to those views, it is clear that while there is broad support for many of the key aspects of the deal, On one issue, the Northern Ireland backstop, there remains widespread and deep concern. As a result, if we went ahead and held the vote tomorrow, the deal would be rejected by a significant margin. We will therefore defer the vote scheduled for tomorrow and not proceed to divide the House at this time.
That was British Prime Minister Theresa May telling the House of Commons earlier today the vote on the Brexit agreement will be deferred. Since its publication in November, May is facing a war on many fronts and she is suffering defeat after defeat. The government last Tuesday was found in contempt of Parliament by MPs for the first time in British history after it did not release the Cabinet legal advice on the Brexit deal. The legal advice, which was released the following day, warns that the UK could be trapped indefinitely in the backstop between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. Last Tuesday also saw another defeat for May as the House passed an amendment proposed by Conservative backbencher Dominic Grieve. While the original plan allowed the government to come back to Parliament after 21 days with a new plan, should the current deal is defeated, Grieve's amendment ensured any new government motion can be amended by MPs.
But the reality remains that we have an unsatisfactory procedure to resolve differences of opinion in this House if, and obviously it's an if, we come to a point where the government does not succeed on its motion. And the opportunity exists this afternoon to cure that anomaly.
This will allow Parliament to express its support for alternative approaches to prevent a no-deal Brexit without the backing of MPs or to impose a Plan B of its own devising. But why is the Brexit deal itself controversial? As BBC political correspondent Adam Fleming sums up,
if that came into force, it would come with strings attached. The UK would have to sign up to several areas of EU law, perhaps environment protection, social protection, and how the government would intervene to help companies, so-called state aid.
On issues like immigration, the draft agreement outlined that EU citizens and their families will be able to live and work in the UK until the end of the transition period in December 2020. Also, during the transition period, the European Court of Justice, which has the power to determine disputes between individuals and member states in the area, will still have its current jurisdiction and powers over the UK, meaning London will still have to follow the court's rulings. Current trade relationships with the EU will also be maintained the same during the transition period, as EU trade laws will continue to apply. And on the Northern Ireland backstop, the agreement outlines that some goods coming into Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK would be subject to new checks and controls, meaning Northern Ireland would need to follow some rules of the EU. Unsurprisingly, Brexiteers are furious. Here's former Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
We're going to stay in the customs union on this deal. We're going to stay effectively in large parts of the single market. And that means it's vassal state stuff. We are going to, for the first time in 1,000 years, this place, this parliament, will not have a say over the laws that govern this country. It is a quite incredible state of affairs. It will mean that we are having to accept rules and regulations from Brussels over which we have no say ourselves. It is utterly unacceptable to anybody who believes in democracy. It is not the right way forward.
Conservative backbencher Jacob Rees-Mogg also criticised the arrangement for Northern Ireland.
These are not a question of a foreign organisation telling us what the relationship should be between Great Britain and Northern Ireland. And the issue here is that some aspects of the single market may apply in Northern Ireland, and these will be more controlled by Dublin than they will be by Belfast. This is quite improper to allow Dublin to make the rules in Northern Ireland. It's a betrayal of the Union.
The House earlier this morning, New Zealand time, has concluded the fourth out of a five-day debate on the deal. On the first day of the debate, May defended the deal and asked MPs to vote for the agreement.
What it would say about the state of our democracy if the biggest vote in our history were to be rerun because a majority in this House didn't like the outcome. And what it would do to that democracy and what forces it would unleash. This House voted to give the decision to the British people. This House promised we would honour their decision. If we betray that promise, how can we expect them to trust us again? If we put aside our differences and remember what unites us, if we broker an honourable compromise in the interest not of ourselves, but of those we were sent here to serve. So I promise you today, this is the very best deal for the British people. I ask you to back it in the best interests of our constituents and our country.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has said he will vote against the deal, calling it, quote, a botched deal.
The Prime Minister would be negotiating that future agreement from a position of profound weakness, threatened with paying more to extend the transition, with no say over our money, laws or borders, and at risk of the utterly unacceptable backstop, which was only made necessary by her own red lines, most of which have since been abandoned by her. Exactly. Is it not in the national interest for the Prime Minister to plough on when it's clear this deal does not have the support of either side of this House or the country as a whole? Mr. Speaker, ploughing on is not stoic, it's an act of national self-harm. Instead of threatening this House with a no-deal scenario or a no-Brexit scenario, the Prime Minister now needs to prepare a Plan B, something her predecessors failed to do.
But what will happen after if the House defeats the bill? There are a couple of alternative outcomes. The first one is a hard Brexit, leaving the European with no deal. If Downing Street doesn't follow up after the bill was defeated, the default position for the UK is to leave the EU in March next year with no deal. The second option is a second vote on the renegotiated deal. What that means is Downing Street will try to persuade the EU to delay exit day and use the time to renegotiate for a new deal and to see if Parliament votes for it. Works and Pensions Minister Amber Rudd told the BBC on Saturday a Norway-style deal, which sees the UK remaining in the European Economic Area and joining a customs union with the EU, is plausible but not a desirable option for Plan B.
But you know, if that deal doesn't get through, anything else could happen. There's no other properly formed plan ready to take off the shelf and deal with. It could be chaotic after the withdrawal agreement if it doesn't get through. But if it doesn't get through, anything could happen. People's Vote, Norway Plus, any of these options could come forward. And none of them are as good as the current arrangement we've got with the withdrawal agreement to vote on Tuesday.
The third option is the government calling a third general election in 4 years. Labour said they will do so should they are in government right now. The fourth option is calling a second referendum. However, it would take at least months for the Electoral Commission to prepare for it, and should a date is proposed, it would have been past Brexit Day. This option is currently supported by various MPs across party lines, including former Deputy Prime Minister Michael Heseltine, who spoke in a rally for a second referendum in London on Sunday.
We are the British Patriots. We are the ones fighting for Britain's national self-interest. We want to stride the corridors of Europe where decisions are made as makers, not takers. It is the Brexiteers who seek to belittle us, to undermine our influence, to slam windows, close doors with unrealistic claims of freedom and the delusions of sovereignty.
The fifth one is a motion of no confidence against May's government. If that has been passed, and unless an alternative government, including a Labour minority government, has been formed in 14 days, a general election will be held. Currently, the Scottish National Party, the Liberal Democrats and the Greens have said they will support a motion of no confidence. The sixth option is no Brexit altogether, as the European Court of Justice, the EU's highest court, has ruled yesterday that the UK can stop the leave process without the consent of the 27 other EU members. The final option, a leadership challenge inside the Conservative Party against Theresa May, is already in motion. Brexiteers such as Jacob Rees-Mogg are currently finding 47 other MPs to support a vote of no confidence against her. Yes, and regarding on the announcement this morning, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has responded to the decision.
We're in an extremely serious and unprecedented situation. The government has lost control of events and is in complete disarray.
Yep. Yes.
It's been evident for weeks that the Prime Minister's deal did not have the confidence of this House.
That's right.
Yet she ploughed on regardless, reiterating, this is the only deal available. If the Prime Minister cannot be clear that she can and will renegotiate a deal, then she must make way.
Yes. If she is
going back to Brussels, then she needs to build a consensus in this House.
Yeah.
And since it appears business has changed for the next 2 days, then it seems not only possible but necessary that this House debates the negotiating mandate that the Prime Minister takes to Brussels.
Exactly.
There is no point at all in this Prime Minister bringing back the same deal again, which clearly does not support is not supported by this House.
So what is happening now is Theresa May is going to lose the vote for the Brexit deal by more than 100 votes, as Labour, the Scottish National Party, the Liberal Democrats, the Plaid Cymru, which is the party from Wales, and at least 90 Conservative MPs are voting against it. And Scotland First Minister, SNP's Nicola Sturgeon, has said her party will vote for a no-confidence motion against Theresa May.
This is a shambles, and with every day that passes right now, the Prime Minister's handling of the situation is making it an even greater shambles. It can't go on like this. Time is running out, the clock is ticking, and I think it's time for a no-confidence motion in this government, which the SNP would support, and it's time to give people the opportunity in another referendum to call a halt to this whole sorry Brexit fiasco.
So there is no definite date for the new vote. For the vote on the Brexit deal, but an emergency debate will be commenced later today, Tuesday London time, while Theresa May is now going to Brussels to trying to convince the EU to make tweaks to the deal.
Thanks, Justin, for that rundown.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.